Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 30th of May, 2009. It was on this day, 1431, Joan of Arc was burned at the stake in Rouen, France, a martyrdom that made her a saint and made her a national icon in France. Julian Barnes said that Joan of Arc is to France what Robin Hood is to England. Statues of her all over parks, churches in France. Nearly every French town has a street named for her, Jeanne d'Arc. She was a 13-year-old peasant girl when she began to hear voices in her garden, the voices of Saints Michael, Margaret, and Catherine, who told her that she needed to save France, which at the time was engaged in a war against the English. The English had the French town of Orléans under siege, and in April 1429, Joan asked the French government for troops that she could lead to liberate the city. She had met with the crown prince and with theologians. They thought she could be of use, and so she was given an army to command, which she led, going into battle wearing a white suit of armor, carrying up high a banner with an image of the Trinity. She was hit in the shoulder by an English arrow, but she survived, and her army succeeded in liberating Orléans, and the English troops fled, and Joan's army took over. In another battle, she was taken hostage by Burgundian troops and sold to the English, who imprisoned her for over a year. She was chained to a wooden block while interrogators tried to extract confessions from her. Then in February 1431, she was brought to trial under an ecclesiastical court. She stuck to her story that she'd heard the voices of saints, and it was they who commanded her to serve France, which convicted her of heresy. And on this day, when she was 19, she was burned at the stake, exonerated 25 years after she died, canonized in 1920, portrayed in more than 20 films, and the subject of thousands and thousands of books, one of which was by Mark Twain, spent 12 years researching her life and wrote a book, Personal Recollections of Joan of Arc, a fictional account, which Twain later said, "I like Joan of Arc best of all my books." It is a book that is mostly devoid of the humor that Mark Twain was famous for. He genuinely admired Joan of Arc, and he wrote a very earnest book about her. Here's a poem for today by Margaret Atwood, Night Poem. There is nothing to be afraid of. It is only the wind changing to the east. It is only your father, the thunder, your mother, the rain. In this country of water, with its beige moon damp as a mushroom, its drowned stumps and long birds that swim, where the moss grows on all sides of the trees, and your shadow is not your shadow but your reflection. Your true parents disappear when the curtain covers your door. We are the others, the ones from under the lake, who stand silently beside your bed with our heads of darkness. We have come to cover you with red wool, with our tears and distant whispers. You rock in the rain's arms, the chilly arc of your sleep, while we wait, your night father and mother, with our cold hands and dead flashlight, knowing we are only the wavering shadows thrown by one candle in this echo you will hear 20 years later. Night Poem by Margaret Atwood, from Selected Poems 2, Poems Selected and New, 1976 to 1986, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.